Your attention, please. Your attention, please. It's time to raise a glass.
Thank you. You got it on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online all over the world at xray.fm. This is Raise a Glass, your musical almanac for July 11th. I'm Jim Fisher. It was on this day in 1937, composer George Gershwin died at the age of 37 following surgery to remove a brain tumor. Perhaps his greatest composition there, Rhapsody in Blue, a shorter version by Duke Ellington. Not that I have anything against the more traditional version of that tune. It's probably one of the greatest pieces of music ever written, but every other version is around 17 minutes long, and I can't take more than a quarter of my show with it. Plenty more to get to today. But before I do, you're probably well aware of our impending big move to new studios on 10th and Hawthorne. We've been asking for your creative input and financial support for a few weeks now, but it's now time to kick it into a higher gear when it comes to those donations. So for the next week, we'll be doing a mini drive with a goal to raise $5,000 for this big move. And as incentive, anyone that supports this campaign will be entered into a drawing to win passes to this year's Pickathon Music Festival out at Pendarvis Farm in Happy Valley at the end of the month. And you'll have a couple of ways to win. We've got a pair of passes for the whole weekend and for the runner-up, a pair of Saturday passes. So please go to xray.fm and help us out with a little cash for your chance to win. All right, wishing a happy birthday to the lady who shares vocals with Lyle Lovett on this number. It's X-Ray.
Honey, bring me the paper. Pour me a beer and turn on the TV. Sweep up over here. You can tell me you love me to put off my blues. But what do you do when it quits being new?
Now you be home for supper and don't slam that door. And you better be sober, man, or I'll give you what for. You tell me you love me off my blues, but what do you do when it quits being blue? We used to not worry about nothing. We used to would laugh and play. Now when we look at each other, we never have nothing to say.
Except for, you know what she says, well, you could take me to dinner and you could buy me some clothes. If you make all that money, man, make a damn show it shows. Well, you could tell me you love me to put off my blues. But what do you do when it quits being rude?
Well, you could put on some makeup and pile up your hair and at least try to do something with the words you got there. You can tell me you love me to put off my blues. But what do you do? Say, what do you do?
Well, what do you do? Say, what do you do? Hi there, what's your, my name is, and my wife is at the PT, and I had to, you know, could I buy you, is that a scotch, and so, what will it be, your place, or a place to
say, man, what do you think, you see, I'm not that kind of a fair, it's fair, and right is right around the corner, just a block or so, you know, come on, and you have to leave everything to me.
What do you do?
Say, what do you do?
That's a story. What do you do?
X-Ray FM is supported by our friends at Pickathon. Celebrate 26 years of Pickathon with 4 days of live music, local food, art, and community in the woods of Happy Valley, July 30th through August 2nd. Lineup, schedule, tickets, and more information at pickathon.com.
I am sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. There's a woman on the outside looking inside. Does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection, and I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. Oh, this rain, it will continue through the morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice and of the midnight picnic once upon a time before the rain began. And I finish up my coffee and it's time to catch the train.
Strange kind of love, a strange kind of feeling, swims through your eyes. And like the doors to a wide, vast dominion, they open to your cries. This is no terror ground or place for the rage. No broken hearts, whitewashed lies. Just a taste for the truth, perfect taste, choice and meaning. A look into your eyes. Blind to the gemstone, alone, a smile from a frown circles round. Should he stay or should he go? Let him shout a rage so strong, a rage that knows no right or wrong. And take a little piece of you. There is no middle ground, or that's how it seems, for us to walk or to take. Instead we tumble down either side, left or right, to love or to hate. Thank you.
You're listening to Raise a Glass. It was on this day in 1979, the space station Skylab crashed to Earth after 6 years in space. Leading up to the event, Electric Light Orchestra took out ads in trade magazines dedicating their new single to Skylab. That single being Don't Bring Me Down. Clever. That song had a commonly misheard lyric, though. It's not Bruce, it's Groose, and it's a made-up word. Just a placeholder that Jeff Lynne threw in there, and it wound up working well enough to keep. Prior to that, wishing a happy birthday to Peter Murphy of Bauhaus, the original king of the Goths, one might say. Not the Visigoths, mind you, that would be Alaric I, but I digress. We heard a solo track from him when he flirted with the mainstream around the turn of the 90s. That was A Strange Kind of Love, version 1. Before that, another birthday, born on this day in 1959, Suzanne Vega. That was the original a cappella version of Tom's Diner from her debut, before DNA slapped a beat on it and turned it into a huge hit a few years later. And Lyle Lovett's Large Band was at the top, playing that for another birthday lady, born on this day in 1947, Francine Reed. She's been a regular presence with Lovett since the 80s. She's also recorded duets with Willie Nelson and Delbert McClinton. She was inducted into the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame. Yes, it doesn't sound like that would be a thing, but apparently it is. She was inducted in 1997. All right, here's a block of tunes to commemorate people on this day getting kicked out of their bands for drug use. Drugs? In rock and roll bands? I know, it's crazy. It's X-Ray.
Wanna go for a ride? And cleanliness is godliness, and God is empty, just like me. Yeah.
starts around 7. We go on stage around 9. Get on the bus about 11. Sipping a drink and feeling fine. We've been dancing with Mr. Brownstone.
Time of year, somewhere far away from here. I feel fine enough, I guess, considering everything's a mess. There's a restaurant down the street where hungry people like to eat. I could walk, but I'll just drive. It's colder than it looks outside. It's like a dream you try to remember, but it's gone. Then you're trying to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you're trying to see the one beyond your front door. Take your time, so the way I'm gonna make you smile. When you realize that it got my side, might take a while. Just to try to figure out what all this is for. It's the perfect time of day to throw all your cares away. Put the sprinkler on the lawn and run through with my gym shorts on. Take a drink right from the hose and change into some drier clothes. Climb the stairs up to my room. Sleep away the afternoon. It's like a dream you're trying to remember, but it's gone. Then you're trying to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you're trying to see the world beyond your front door. Take your time, so wait, how long to make you smile. When you realize that it got my side, might take a while. Just to try to figure out what all this is for. Finish me.
an evening such as this.
Yo.
It's hard to tell if I exist.
Yo,
if I pack the car and leave this town, who'll notice that I'm not around? I could hide out under there. I just made you say underwear. I could leave, but I'll just stay. All my stuff's here anyway. Like you see me trying to remember when it's gone. Then you try to scream, but it only comes out of the arm. When you try to see someone on your front door, take your time to wait out on you, make you smile. When you realize again, my son might take a while just to try to figure out what all this is for. Try to figure out what all this is for.
A block of tunes there for some people who got kicked out of bands for doing drugs. Jeez, if they did that in the 60s and 70s, there'd be no bands left. Just saying. At the top was the Smashing Pumpkins. It was on this day in 1996, the night before a show at Madison Square Garden, that their touring keyboard player Jonathan Melvoin died after shooting heroin with drummer Jimmy Chamberlin. Chamberlin was immediately fired from the band, only to return 3 years later. As for the late Jonathan Melvoin, he was pretty much strictly a touring member only, but he did appear in the video for that song, which was called Zero. I should also note that his twin sisters, Susanna and Wendy, were notable figures in the Prince universe, and his father, Mike Melvoin, was a pianist for the storied session musicians known as the Wrecking Crew, not to mention a former president of the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences. You couldn't get more well-connected than that lineage. What a waste. Perhaps the most dubious fact about Jonathan Melvoin's death is that it inspired the Sarah McLachlan song Angel. Uh-huh, yeah, that sappy song that was used endlessly in those abused animal charity commercials. That was actually about him. After that, we heard Guns N' Roses doing Mr. Brownstone, a song pretty much celebrating heroin. It was on this day in 1990 that they fired their drummer, Steven Adler, because of his heroin use. I don't know, that seems like irony on a base level, if you ask me. And finished the block with Canada's Bare Naked Ladies. Not a band you'd think of having drug abusers in it, but on this day in 2008... co-lead singer Stephen Page was busted for cocaine possession. The charges would eventually be dropped, but the incident would be a point of contention with his clean-cut bandmates and would lead to his departure the following year. That song was called Pinch Me. Hey, did you know today is National Mojito Day? Well, it is! And yes, please! And if you order one at a bar, tip your bartender well. Having to muddle mint is not something they like doing. All right, time to check on...
This Day in History.
1533, Pope Clement VII excommunicates England's King Henry VIII, all because the king couldn't be satisfied with any of his wives.
Take my wife, please.
1656, the first Quakers to land in Boston, English women Anne Austen and Mary Fisher, are arrested and jailed by the Puritan colonial government. After 5 weeks of imprisonment, they're deported back to Barbados.
Damn Quakers, think they're so big with their oats.
It's the right thing to do and a tasty way to do it.
1804. Vice President Aaron Burr mortally wounds former Secretary at the Treasury Alexander Hamilton in a pistol duel.
I have not received satisfaction.
1902, British Prime Minister Lord Salisbury resigns from his third term in office due to ill health.
What a marvelous entertainment, Salisbury. And these chopped steaks are delicious, especially with this exquisite mushroom sauce.
Well, thank you. Coming from you, Worcestershire, that certainly is a compliment.
Oh, another one of my cryptic sound clips. I'll give you another hint.
Lord and Lady Douchebag!
1955. Congress authorizes all U.S. currency to say, "In God we trust." Why? Because it served as anti-communist propaganda during the Cold War.
You and your flock shall see the promised land, but only if you first destroy the twin evils of God, communism abroad, and liberal humanism at home.
Too early in the morning for such arcane references? Sorry, I can't help it.
1988, Mike Tyson hires Donald Trump as an advisor.
That makes sense. Late 80s, early 90s, those were Mike Tyson's rape years. Just saying.
A new study suggests dogs can see with their noses. The first documentation of a direct connection between the olfactory bulb and occipital lobe in any species.
Who's a good doggy?
Taking on the innocence and then they throw them on a burning pile of hide. them changes.
Hendrix's Band of Gypsies doing drummer Buddy Miles' tune Changes. But I'm not playing that for Jimmy or Buddy. No, I'm playing that for Tommy Ramone, who died on this day in 2014. What? Why would I play a Hendrix song for a member of the Ramones? Well, it just so happens an assistant engineer on that record was one Thomas Erdely, who several years later would be one of the founding members of the Ramones, the last surviving original member, until he died, of course. It was on this day in 1994 the Rolling Stones released Voodoo Lounge, a little bit of a return to form with the tracks Love Is Strong and You Got Me Rocking. Sure, nowhere near as good as their glory days, but pretty damn good for their 90s output. I should also note they released one of their glory days records, Honky Tonk Women, on this day in 1969, but we've heard that one plenty. We listen to a deeper cut from Voodoo Lounge, Sparks Will Fly. It was on this day in 1975 Fleetwood Mac released their eponymous 10th studio album. It was the band's second self-titled release following their 1968 debut, but it definitely marked their rebirth. It was their first with Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks. We heard the Lindsey-centric song World Turning. And another release on this day, Pearl Jam dropped their 10th studio album, Lightning Bolt, on this day in 2013. We heard Mind Your Manners. And that'll nearly wrap things up. I thank you for lending me your ear holes and do hope you'll join me again next week. Stay tuned for Skybound Station coming right up. Quick reminder for you to go to xray.fm and help us raise a little cash in our mini drive just getting underway. And in doing so, get yourself a chance to win a pair of Pickathon passes. Plus, you can learn about how you can get involved with our new studios opening soon on Southeast 10th and Hawthorne. Looking for suggestions on how we can use our new space to connect better with you, our loyal listeners. Click on the big yellow banner on our homepage to learn more. Going to leave you with one more tune. It was on this day in 1995, the Verve singer Richard Ashcroft married Kate Radley of Spiritualized. But they kept it quiet for a whole 2 years as Radley's bandmate, Jason Pierce, was also her ex-boyfriend. Awkward. Also in Verve history, on this day in 1994 at the Kansas City stop of Lollapalooza, Richard Ashcroft collapsed into convulsions and was taken away in an ambulance after getting drunk with members of the Breeders and the Bad Seeds. And later that night, their drummer Pete Salisbury, Lord Salisbury again? No, different one, no relation. He was arrested for destroying his hotel room. Again, if this were the 70s, anyway, upon returning to Britain, Richard Ashcroft proclaimed, "America nearly killed us." Well, I for one am glad we didn't. Here's a tune from their record around that time, A Northern Soul. This one's called Life's an Ocean. Keep it tuned to X-Ray. Radio is yours.